And a bright good day to everyone, and welcome here. The title today is, What's the Purpose of Life? Now, it's a very good question, because if you walk down the street and someone stops you and says, Hi, can you help me? What is the purpose of life? And you say, What do you mean? Me? I don't know. The Apostle Peter, James, and John were invited to join Jesus on the mountain of Transfiguration, as if they were invited to see the future. They were one-on-one with Jesus. There were no crowds around them. Now, if we go down to Matthew 17:2, yes, me, the appearance of Jesus was transformed so that his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light. Believe it or not, I think the light bulb came on for Peter, James, and John after receiving the Holy Spirit. I'm convinced that Jesus wants to transform each one of us now listening to me, to take time to go into that inner room one-on-one and listen to Jesus. Yes, one-on-one listening to Jesus and see what the Holy Spirit says. But you might say, God, I have no talents. I have not received any gifts. Wrong. The Holy Spirit is in us and it knows our full potential. The Spirit knows who you are, why you were born. It knows everything. It knows your character. It knows your weakness and our intentions. And our loving Father is giving us so many things for free. Free life, air to breathe, freedom in Christ, His Word, His Church. The Holy Spirit wants us to grow in the knowledge, to offer our services, our time, our efforts, and our own expertise, and our financial blessings and prayers. Yes, this inner growth that God wants is to get inspiration during our quiet time in that inner room. Be still, I know, David wrote. Be still, I know, my soul. Transformation is taking place in each one of us, but only when we become aware and listen to what the Spirit of God says. It is by serving and contributions that drives us to become a better person. A better person. This is exactly why Jesus came down to this earth, to show us how to become obedient to the Father. He gave us knowledge of and truth that makes us free, to help us with the understanding of what truth really is. This inner room, we are allowed to ask God, what is our full potential? Why did He create us? What is the role in this world? In this inner room, we must ask for wisdom, like James. If you lack wisdom, ask God and He will give it to you liberally. A few times God said, make your request known to me. Yes, make it known to me. Let's practice for a moment. I want everyone, just for a moment, and I'll tell you when to open your eyes. Just close your eyes for a moment. Now I can see all of you, so just close your eyes. I want you to think of something. Okay, close the eyes. In your mind's eye, go into your inner room alone with Christ and become still and let the peace of Christ permeate your mind. It feels good to be alone with Jesus. Take your heavy burdens, that cross that you are carrying, place it at the feet of Jesus. Then take up the cross that He mentioned, my cross is light. In many cases, it feels uncomfortable to leave the old cross behind because we carried it for so long. But don't pick it up. Leave it at the feet of Jesus, and wisdom will surely enter your mind. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus says His new cross is good for you. Just feel it. Experience it. Just drink in that living water. That's the silence in the inner room. So you can open your eyes. I encourage you to do this for a month and you will see the changes inside you. That's transformation to the nth degree. Can we grasp this? Have I got your attention again? God has a desire to have an intimate relationship with you and me. He has the will to meet our needs. He delights to meet our needs. He has the power to do it. Yet, we're so scared to ask Him. When was the last time when you had a very constructive one-on-one discussion with Jesus where you said to Him, Jesus, can we just talk together one-on-one? Because the Bible says you're my friend. I want to hear you. I want to listen to what the Holy Spirit says. Then ask, Jesus, how can I worship you in a much deeper level? How do you want me to serve you? Jesus, what do you want me to learn from this test that I'm going through? Now let me ask you a question. How do you build an intimate relationship with God to ask these personal questions to Him? How? I think it is just like a loving relationship as we humans do it. It takes time. I'm sure nobody wants anybody around when a loving husband and a loving wife wants to have an intimate physical connection. No, you go into your room, you close the door and show love and respect for one another. The same with God, who wants us to spend quality time in His presence while we are in this inner room. God wants to speak with you and me, one-on-one. Can you speak verbally to Him? Can I ask you, do you sometimes sing in the shower? What stops you from speaking audibly to Jesus in a loud voice? Jesus prayed many times while He was in the presence of His disciples with a loud voice. When you go into the inner room, it's like stepping away from this dark world that we live in and step into the bright light of Jesus Christ, as you can see on the screen there. This light sometimes hurts your eyes at first, but then gradually you begin to get used to it and you begin to realize your own potential that you've never seen before, the same as what Peter, James, and John experienced on the mountain of transfiguration. The Holy Spirit is there. It says in Luke, His face shone like the sun. Let's go down to Romans 12:2. Romans 12:2 says, don't change yourself to be like the people of this world, but let God change you inside with a new way, inside with a new way of thinking. Then you will be able to understand and accept what God wants you for you. You will be able to know what is good and pleasing to Him and what is perfect. What an invitation. But we also know the devil is around us. But by going into the inner room with Jesus, you will get the courage to spread the gospel, which may feel a little bit uncomfortable. And we may not always like that feeling, but we can only grow when we step out of our comfort zones with prayer and courage, just like the apostles did after they received the Holy Spirit. What would have happened if nobody wrote down what Jesus told them? We would have been stuck in the Old Testament on the book of Malachi. So, what's the purpose of life then? Jesus said, follow me. Paul wrote, let that mind be in you that is in Christ Jesus. Now, Juliet and myself, and during our devotion book in the morning, we've gone through it twice, and it's a beautiful book, and I'd like to recommend it to you. It's called Jesus Calling. Now, I read yesterday, it says, while you relax in my presence, I am molding your mind and cleansing your heart. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. Come to me and I'll give you rest. I have to go to Him. Yes, clearly written in the Bible. I have to go to him because Satan is around. He wants to confuse us. I think it is awesome when Jesus takes us by the hand and whispers in our ear, I spend time with you in your inner room to give you strength, to give you wisdom. And now I brought this individual to you. Share with this individual the good news, the forgiveness of sins, and the love of God. In the Old Testament, the Lord started a special inner room way back. Noah, Abram, Isaac, Jacob, Moses. Then with the nation of Israel, the Lord said, I'm going to take you by the hand, Israel, out of darkness of slavery into the land of milk and honey. I want you to be close to me. That's the only thing. You are going to be a blessing to the whole world, just as I promised Abram before. And then miraculous signs took place when Israel was called out of Egypt. No plague touched them. They got loads of gold and silver from the Egyptians. The Red Sea opened. They got water and food every day. A cloud covered the sun from burning them, and they got a fire at night to keep them warm. Their clothes and shoes never wore out, all for free. What a miracle. Just stay close to me, Jesus, or the Lord asked them. Now let's imagine every person here in British Columbia all come down to Vancouver. We're all struggling under some form of slavery, just like Israel did. Then Jesus, not Moses, Jesus calls all of us to follow him. Where to? Let's walk down to California. Miraculously, Jesus opens the ocean down in White Rock, like the Red Sea, and we walk through on dry land. Each one of us will get a nice piece of land, Jesus promised. A nice house, fertile soil, full of fruit trees. Yes, every family, free of charge. And there is the same guarantee and those miracles that happened to Israel. We will experience that too, Jesus said. The fire to keep us warm at night, the cloud to stop the burning California sun. But there is one condition. Stay close to me in this inner circle. Will you go and follow Jesus when he said, come and follow me? We know that Israel did not stay close to the Lord. Only in the name of the Lord. They went to the temple. We go now to the church. But their hearts were far from the Lord. They followed the evils of this world. Disaster happened. Israel was removed from this inner room. Disaster. What followed after that? Jesus came as a human being and called the apostles into this inner room. He did not call every person when he was on the earth. No. He called certain people. He called disciples, more disciples, and he asked them, go and preach the gospel of the good news and the love of God to every nation. You can read that in Matthew 28. Jesus prayed during his final hours and asked his Father to bless those who will believe in him when they accept the good news. Who are those people in the inner circle right now, do you think? That's you and me. So what is our responsibility then? To follow Jesus, to stay in the inner circle, to grow in the knowledge, to store up the treasures in heaven, to serve one another, to bear good fruits. And what's those fruits? We can read it in Galatians. Love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There's no money. You don't have to pay any money. It's all free. Will you spread the good news? Will you be a lamp in this dark world, especially now during this troubled time of the virus? Will you be the salt of the earth? We have to let our light shine. We have to rejoice. Yes, like Paul said in his challenges, rejoice. It's a good time to invite people. Yet, we are so sad and so scared when we look around us. Instead, we should add a pleasant taste in the life of others and to be encouragers. Let's go down to Hebrews 1:1-3. In the past, God spoke through the prophets, but in the last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. See that word? His powerful word. But how does he speak and sustain you and me? I think it's in this inner room. I'm sure 99% of the time we will hear God's voice when we study his word on a regular basis. Meditate on his word and become still and listen to what the Spirit says. We all know that we cannot have a really true, intimate, loving relationship if there is no trust in the other individual. We all know that. An intimate relationship is not a one-way street. It's a two-way relationship. But we have to place all our cards on the table before God in that inner room. We have to let him into that room alone and to be totally open and honest. No secrets. And this famous word, no fake news before God. We must show gratitude when we go in there. Discuss our happiness with him, our needs, our desires, our visions, our fears, our pain, whether it's physical or spiritual. Discuss it. Be totally transparent with God because he knows everything anyway. And you can read that in Jeremiah. God understands us completely, but he wants you and me to understand him. Then he will reward us. So when we go into that room, let's go to Matthew 6. When you pray, there's the bright light of Jesus Christ shining. So when we go into that inner room, in Matthew 6, when you pray, you should go into your room and close the door. That's the inner circle. Then pray to your Father. He is there in private, in the private place. He can see what is done in private. And look at that. He will reward you. So when we ask God for something, that's when the Spirit gives the inclination of what we have to do and what we should not do. And as if it can hear the voice of the Almighty speaking to us directly. Come, come, and follow me. I will never leave you as an orphan. To me, it's a miracle that I, as a sinner, can come into the presence of the Holy, Sovereign, Creator God on a one-on-one basis. But how do I go in there? Let's go to 1 Peter 6. Let's go to 1 Peter 6. 1 Peter 5, verse 6. Humble yourselves then under God's mighty hand. Yes, so that he will lift you up in his own good time. Wow. This question was asked before. What is the biggest fear of you as a believer? What's the biggest fear? To evangelize, to lead. What was Moses' purpose then? When Moses came to the burning bush, God said to him, "Take off your shoes, Moses, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground." Shortly after that, God asked Moses to lead his people out of Egypt. Moses said, "No, not me." And the Lord nearly struck him dead when he refused. Now, to me, Moses was in that inner circle, in the presence of a holy God, and was nearly thrown out because of not fully trusting God. I know it doesn't feel good to evangelize, but you know it is good to store up those presents up in heaven. That's what evangelization is all about. Treasures in heaven where no moth and rust can destroy, and yet we're afraid to share our faith with others. Look at Paul. He wrote while he was experiencing all those challenges in the jail. He kind of removed his shoes and said, "Rejoice, rejoice again, I say." And he uplifted many, including you and me today. For me, I think it's one of the most exciting experiences to bring a person into the understanding and the knowledge of Jesus Christ and see how Jesus transformed that individual into a true child of a living God, to see the future. Yes, that's transformation to the nth degree. It's a miracle. This is just like the transformation on the mountain from the physical to the spiritual realm of life on a one-on-one basis in that inner room. It was written down for us to grasp today. God wants to comfort us so that we can comfort those around us. That's storing up treasures in heaven. God delights when we grasp and understand, when we want to hear from Him directly. Many times we do not hear God. But why? Well, I put down four things. First, sin. It could be sin that separates us and we have to repent of it. Second, it could be the way that the child was informed at youth and it was unmet needs of spiritual upbringing. Three, the unforgiving spirit towards someone else. This can surely not build a true intimate relationship without forgiving one another. Jesus said, "Forgive, and if you don't, my Father will not forgive you." Fourth, fear of transparency. I opened the book of Revelation and it says, "The books were open." Now God can see exactly deep in our heart. With who will God develop an intimate relationship? Let's go to Proverbs 3:33. "The punishment of the Lord is on the house of the sinful. He makes good come to the house of those who are right with Him." In the inner circle, God's desire is to have a deep and open, honest relationship with Him. And it can be built in this inner room on a one-on-one basis. And this invitation is extended to every person on the earth. So what's the purpose of life then? We were called into this inner circle, as we've seen before, by Jesus, individually and collectively. Not to remain static, to study and meditate on God's word and to obey the commandment that Jesus gave us, to love God, to love one another, just as we love ourselves. Jesus spelled it out clearly. To grow in the knowledge of the Spirit and renewing our minds. Then we become more and more like Jesus and we glorify our Father in heaven. Amen. Let's pray. Our merciful Father, yes, for a moment in silence, we want to come into that inner room. First, collectively, all of us here right now on the internet through the airways. Collectively come into this inner room, same as Israel, but also individually. Individually coming into this room, and we want to say thank you. We as sinners are allowed to come into the presence of the sovereign, holy, and righteous God as we humble ourselves here at the feet of Jesus. How awesome, how majestic is that, O God? Thank you. Father, we thank you that we can, during these times of the virus that is so vibrant here, Father, we want to say, please let us be protected to continue to be servants of Christ, servants to spread the gospel, and use this opportunity just to say, come, let's listen together on the Word of God, because there is so much truth in it. And just give the person the link to come and join us. That's what you want us to do. But we need courage in this inner circle that we're in at the moment. We thank you for it. We praise you for it. We love you for it. And we honor and glorify our Father for it. We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, and our soon coming King. In his name we pray. Amen.